Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Maybe we's the crazy ones, with some sort of metabolic imbalance that doesn't allow us to see the ghosts. Alex is right! Look through the window, the fork is floating in midair! I think there is a ghost. We just have to open our minds to it. That's right, Alex, our minds and hearts.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking about unsolved mysteries.
Whoa, not the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Cliff.
We're not talking about the Robert Stack series, the excellent series that freaked me out as a child. I always assumed when I was watching that as a kid that during watching the show, I would be abducted, that there would be somebody come to the door, they'd knock, I foolishly as a child would answer it with Unsolved Mysteries on in the background. I would be abducted, I would never see my family again, and one day I would be an unsolved mystery. And they would say the grand twist to this is he was watching Unsolved Mysteries while he was abducted. The last person to see him was me, is what Robert Stack would have said. But Kendall, what are we talking about?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I actually had a very similar thing when I was a kid, except I thought that the person that was on the show was going to be the one to abduct me or kill me.
Oh.
I always thought that person would pop in the window and like...
That is what I always think. Whenever you see a dark window, like it always... Part of me thinks, what if a face just like popped up? I would shit my pants. And
me too.
People would say, what's that smell? And I'd say, I don't know. It's a mystery. It's a mystery to me.
Unsolved mystery. Cliff, there are a lot of...
That's how I feel, kind of. You know,
uh-oh, he's found the button.
I've been trying to solve that one for years, but is all I can do.
Well, Cliff,
all I can do.
There are lots of mysteries out there. One is one is our obesity.
Oh, no mystery. Look at what we eat. If I ever really faced it up, if I said, Cliff, why am I so fat? Why the fuck do I weigh 500 pounds? If I saved every receipt for every piece of food I ever bought, Kendall, I could wallpaper Buckingham Palace.
Well, that's why I don't ask. I don't ask what to eat. Yeah. I just pretend I don't know. Man, this is a fat show right here.
This is a fat show. That's what our listeners say. That's what all the reviewers have said. Kendall, that's what iTunes said when we sent it to them. They said, this is a fat show.
It's a fat heavy show this week, yeah. Cliff. This one great mystery of mine that I love to watch on the History Channel is the mystery of JFK, whether he was shot by one person or the magic bullet or two people.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think History Channel has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt they proved that.
Yeah.
And they proved that there had to have been only one gunman that shot him.
Oh, really?
Yes, but it's fascinating, I know.
Have they considered that?
But they have also shown evidence that there was somebody else involved that was like watching or doing something.
That and he had an accomplice?
Yeah, like somebody was in the grass. No, they didn't fire a gun, but there was somebody over there. And I think that it was a little bit of a conspiracy.
Now, but you think that they really proved it was only one bullet?
Yes, I do. Because they've done 3D computer, like all this technology they took of like the sound of when motorcycles where they were, and like built 3D Daily Plaza in 3D, and like put the president in the car, and it showed because the back seat was higher than the front that the gun actually did go down. It didn't have to stop and turn and do this stuff. It like actually lined up perfectly in the way the governor was turned. That's why it hit all three. It's perfect.
That is craziness, and I don't believe in computers, Kendall. Whatever happened to typewriters, everybody? Now, what are some other mysteries? What do you think about the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, I think I actually think that's fascinating.
Do you think if we went there that we might come back, but we might lose forever some of our weight that's on our body?
I think I'm going to constantly vacation there. If maybe that's what happens. Everybody goes there and they get sucked to skinny land. And they could come back if they don't want to.
Yeah, that's what if I got sucked to skinny land, you couldn't fucking pry. Skinny land,
where are you?
Out. Skinny land, where are you?
I think you would survive skinny land even without this show. You'd be fine. You'd be like, I'm skinny. I don't have a show, but I'm skinny. Clip, what do you think?
I just saw this bowl full of jelly, everybody.
What do you think? Wobbling. Yeah. About Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Do you believe in it?
There's another phenomenon, Kendall, in the Bushelltown area. It's called Big Ass, but I'm here to say it's me. It was just me, everybody, okay?
I saw this badass walk through the woods.
It was just me. I was looking for a place to relieve myself. Big Ass. I don't know. I don't think Bigfoot. I don't think there are Bigfoots.
Oh, I do.
No.
Oh, I do.
Oh, Kendall.
I believe it, Cliff. Oh, I believe it.
I'm talking... Really? Do you really believe? You believe there's a Bigfoot? You believe there's a Harry and the Hendersons?
If you watched all the Science Channel shows that I watched, you would be confirmed that there's a Bigfoot.
Kendall, I do not have time to watch the Science Channel. I have a strict rewatching of the Mary Tyler Moore Show schedule.
And a re-listen to the show.
That I must adhere to. I can't do things. There's only 24 hours in a day. But now, why? Well, tell me, don't tell it all, Kendall. I can't pay that much attention. But tell me, like, what is the main one reason that they say, yes, there's a Bigfoot?
Well, they don't have a main reason, but they've shown all this evidence. And I'll tell you one thing.
One big piece of evidence.
That threw me to think that it's real. Out they have a cabin out in the woods, and they
cabin in the woods, ooh.
And they had this board of nails to like try to get some blood from some one of the animals.
Yeah.
And something stepped on it, there was blood, and they tested it, and they said it had traces of human DNA and had traces of monkey DNA, but they couldn't confirm what it was.
What if it was like a human stepped on it and then a monkey stepped on it? And their blood got mixed.
A monkey in the North Bushelltown woods.
Monkey in the woods, hey. Kendall, I don't know. I think
there's a lot of other evidence, but I just told you one.
All right. Now, what if it was like one of those Indian swamis in there on that bed of nails, and he just sat there like they do? You've seen people on beds of nails.
But this wasn't a bed of a whole bunch of nails. It's a bed of like three nails. So it was set out to hurt some creature.
That's depressing. I don't think they ought to do things like that to Bigfoot.
Well, if he's that big, it didn't hurt him. He's so fat. Like that. I think he would accept us with open arms.
Many's the time I come home at night and I have like three or four nails just stuck Many's in me. And I never know where they came from. They just picked him up over the course of the day.
Many the nails.
For the want of a nail, the horse was lost. Yeah.
Cliff, let's see. What else we got? Roswell.
Roswell, New Mexico. I'm talking really. Do you really believe? You believe in outer space aliens, I think. Which I think is great, so do I. But now, Roswell, what do you think? Was there an alien autopsy?
Yes, Cliff, there was an alien autopsy.
Yes!
I think what we're getting at is that I believe in everything.
I believe the candle is our future.
I believe in Santa Claus. All right, Cliff, you can't have touch the buttons anymore. They're off limits to you.
Kendall,
I'm going to have Charles put a glass wall between the two.
Only once in a while I can reach my huge fat body over the desk and touch them. But
wait, Cliff had to move around the desk because there was some construction going on. Charles the contractor got the ceiling open.
Charles the contractor, there's always dust over here. There's a thin layer of dust, and there are traces. I've noticed on several of the computers around the office, there are traces of some sort of stain where a liquid has been shot onto them and it has not directly been washed off. And I don't know if it's snot. You know how some old people, they go around and
pretty nasally.
They blow the snot out their nose just on the floor.
He does sound pretty phlegmy.
He sounds phlegmy. We look flabby, and that's no joke.
And that's no joke. God, again, I wish it was. I just say it every week, but it never gets old, Cliff.
Oh, it never gets old. Cliff. It always stays new.
There's three little words.
And so are you.
Please and thank you. Yeah. Cliff, there was this woman who had bags under her eyes and wanted to get them removed so she could look younger. So she went to the plastic surgeon. This is an oldie but a goodie, I tell you.
All right.
She tells the doctor, I can't get rid of these bags. Help me. And the doctor says, I'm going to try a new experimental technique. He will put a crank on the back of your head, and when she sees bags under the eyes, she's supposed to crank it, and the bags will go away. So she cranks this as hard as she can, but the bags, Cliff, they're just not going away. So she goes to the doctor.
Oh, no.
Says to the doctor, this is working for a little bit, but I can't seem to get rid of these bags under my eyes. And the doctor says, lady, those aren't bags. Those are your tits.
Oh, my.
And all she had to say was, now that would explain the goatee I have on my face.
Oh, shit.
It was her vagina, Cliff.
She grew her bazooms and vajayjay on her face?
Yep.
Really?
Sucked them right up from the crank.
The Science Channel, here's your two-part miniseries.
I believe in that, too, Cliff. I believe in it.
Kendall, there was a wife, and... She said she had this to say to her husband one day. She said, I dreamed that they were auctioning off wieners. The big ones went for $10, and the thick ones went for $20.
Ooh.
And her husband says, well, how about the ones like mine? And the wife says, oh, they gave those away. And this is one of those jokes, it's good all the way through. Part two, the husband said, well, you know what? Come to think of it, bitch, I had a dream too. And I dreamed they were auctioning off vaginas. And the pretty ones went for $1,000, those beautiful Renoir-esque vaginas. And the little tight ones went for $2,000. I want you to notice the price difference in vaginas and penises. $10 and $2,000. Thank God I'm so gay because I'm so poor.
They're so cheap.
And the wife says, well, how much were the vaginas like mine? And the husband said, oh, that's where they held the auction.
Oh, auction, auction, auction.
You've heard of a vagina like a warehouse.
A vagina cave. Cliff.
I'm on a roll again.
That must have been the vagina that all that stuff from Freddy Krueger's dreams were brought
in. That's like the storehouse. It's like the room of requirement in Hogwarts.
I love more.
Everything goes there in that woman's vagina.
Do you know, can you believe I told the story to somebody at work the other day about
Freddy Krueger's
vagina, how they would slip hats in and out? She looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh my God. I thought that was common knowledge by this one.
I did too. Cliff, it got so crowded in heaven.
Oh, well, no.
So, for one day, it was decided only to accept people that had a really bad day the day they died.
Oh, then you and I, heaven bound.
If we die on a day we're having a bad day.
Which any day.
Every day.
So, seven days a week if we die, any day, Sunday through Saturday.
So, St. Peter was standing at the pearly gates and said to the first man, tell me about your day you died. And the man said, oh, it was awful. I was sure my wife was having an affair, so I came home early to catch her with him. I searched all over the apartment, couldn't find him anywhere, so I went onto the balcony. We lived on the 25th floor, and I found this man hanging over the edge by his fingertips. I went inside, got a hammer, and started hitting his hands. He fell, landed in some bushes, so I got the refrigerator and pushed it over the balcony and crushed him. The strain of the act gave me a heart attack, the guy said.
Oh, no?
St. Peter couldn't deny this was a pretty bad day, so he let him in. Cliff, he let him in. Then he asked the next man in line about the day he had. Well, he said, sir, it was awful. I was doing aerobics on the balcony on the 26th floor of my apartment building. When I twisted my ankle and slipped over the edge, I managed to grab the balcony of the apartment below, but some maniac came out and started pounding on my fingers with a hammer, Cliff.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I landed in some bushes, but then the guy dropped a refrigerator on me.
Oh, no.
So St. Peter said, sure, go on in. It's fine. It's his job. Then, Cliff.
I have one question. Don't you think St. Peter would know this? They're not going to give him a printout. He's just asking people.
Cliff, they have an iPhone and the service is bad.
Service is bad?
Cliff, he says, tell me about the day you had to the third man in line. And he said, okay, picture this. I'm naked inside a refrigerator.
Oh.
I don't know. You interrupted that joke for a brief story, so our listeners might need to hear it again. Cliff, it got crowded in heaven.
He was inside a refrigerator, everybody? I blanked out.
See?
I'm going to pray.
Because you interrupted me, Cliff.
It wasn't because I interrupted you.
He was the guy that was cheating on his wife, and he was hiding in the refrigerator when the guy came home.
Oh, no. See, it wasn't the interruption. I blanked out earlier in the show. I'm only just now coming back.
He blanked out 3 episodes ago, listen. Oh, there he's back. He's back. Cliff is back.
Sue and Jane were shopping together at the supermarket, everybody. And when they get to the vegetables, Sue hefts a good-sized potato in each hand and says, "You know, Jane, these remind me of my husband John's balls." Jane, impressed, she says, "That big, huh?" And Sue says, "No, that dirty."
Oh, dirty,
old potato
dirty.
Balls. I think that's a good put down. Hey, potato balls.
Hey, old slimy, dirty potato balls.
Kendall, a kid, was crying, standing outside his house, and a passerby said, "Why are you crying?" He was so worried. And the kid said, "My parents are fighting inside the house." And the passerby said, "Well, who's your father?" And the kid said, "Well, that's what the fight is about."
Oh.
Ah. Now, I want to dedicate this show to all the listeners who don't know who their father is.
Oh, they're unsolved mysteries.
All the test tube babies. But, you know, there's always time. There's always time. There's always tomorrow to solve mysteries.
Except for right now, it's time to take a break because there's not any more time left.
I have to take a break, everybody.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's new lime. Wild lime. So new and wild, it's barely civilized. New Old Spice Lime Aftershave. Tangy, tart, irresistible. Old Spice Lime Aftershave and Cologne. Makes the wildest things happen in the strangest places.
And now, welcome back to the show.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Kendall, it's no mystery where we were. We were just at commercial break.
And there was no mystery where that food went that was sitting in the kitchen.
It went inside our big, fat, enormous bodies. Kendall, I want to take listeners... I want to take them on a journey. Back to about 2 minutes ago.
Field trip.
When in the show, we said that when we die, we will have inevitably had a bad day. Before that, I want to let our listeners...
Had a bad day, yep.
Now you're dead. Heaven's overrun with souls already.
From hell.
Yeah. I want to let everybody know... Bad days and good days, it's all in how you think. It's how you think. Kendall, the listeners, they're asking themselves, when did he become Oprah? We don't know. And
several episodes ago.
A long time ago, everybody. If you haven't pinpointed the moment by now, you may never. But it's all in how you think. And we have bad days. Bad things happen. But the bad things that are happening are leading you to the good things that are going to happen. Without these bad things, you might not have those good things that are coming. And I want to let everybody know, when I was a Rosie O'Donnell obsessed teenager in the late 90s, all I ever wanted was to be another big, fat, gay talk show host like Rosie.
Success.
I've done it. Kendall and Mr. Snodbottom have allowed me to do that. Listeners, no matter how poor, no matter if you want a $2,000 vagina, but you have to settle for a $10 wang.
Man cave.
Yeah, even if you're that poor, man all cave. Your dreams, all your dreams can come true. Kendall, why are you talking about your man cave? The listeners and I are trying to have a beautiful moment. We're trying to be reminded of our humanity. We're trying to live our motherfucking best life over here, and you insist upon bringing up your man cave.
I was in response to your joke from earlier.
Do you have something from a Freddy Krueger nightmare up in your man cave?
Oh, I have a hat. I have a Freddy Krueger's hat.
I have a hat. It's his hat. It was in my man cave.
But Cliff, would you rather do that, or would you rather me tell these hilarious anecdotes?
Kendall, I want to hear anecdotes about your private life.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall's.
Would you rather?
Would you rather be this or this? Because those are our two choices.
No, they're not. We're both. Cliff, would you rather be attacked by Bigfoot, as I spoke of earlier,
mm-hmm.
or have terrible, awful sex with a gnome?
With a gnome. Oh, God. I think, I have to say, the sex with a gnome would be terrible and awful. But I'm thinking terrible and awful sex with a gnome might be better than an attack by Bigfoot. So I'm gonna go with the terrible.
That's correct.
Awful answer, gnome Chris. Sex.
Correct answer.
Kendall, I went a different way. Would you rather eat a wedding cake made with flour, sugar, and George W. Bush's sperm, or make out with Rush Limbaugh for an hour and a half?
Oh.
You probably wouldn't even taste the sperm, but you would be eating little baby George W's.
Yeah, but I think you can handle that better than making out with Rush Limbaugh.
I would do that because here's the reason. I think he's so homophobic that I think it would be offensive back to him if I ate a big cake made out of his
Yeah.
I'm like, you think this is the only you are one of them. I shouldn't go there.
Yeah, well, let's not do that.
Kendall, okay, I want to tell you what I would rather. I'd rather.
Cliff.
Rather go back and take that out. Mr. Stallbottom, he will not let.
Cliff, would you rather be abducted and probed by an alien or be buried alive?
Oh, motherfucker!
With Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, again, I don't want to be probed by an alien. It's not my kind of thing, but I would.
Descriptions of why.
I would prefer.
Yes or no question.
That over being buried alive with or without Jimmy Hoffa in his zombie corpse. Kendall, would you? Yes is yes or no answer. Would you rather have to sit naked throughout all 7 games of the World Series, which are broadcast on live television for all your family and your children and your wives' relatives to see, or would you, still naked, rather be used as a chair for a naked Newt Gingrich throughout a Super Bowl?
I would rather be in the stadium. Because I can't afford the good seats, so I'm sitting way back in the back anyway, so the TV will never see me.
Oh, Kendall, but you know there are 2 people in the world for whom they invented the Jumbotron, and I think that would be us.
Cliff, would you rather know the truth about JFK or know the truth about where Jimmy Hoffa is buried?
I would rather know the truth about Jimmy Hoffa.
Really?
I wonder where he is. Where did he go? But now, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are just like chopped up in little tiny bits.
Oh yeah, I'm sure somebody probably ate him. But I think the JFK is like more like political and interesting than that.
It is political. Do you think that they are like fried green tomatoes? Who's it?
Yeah.
Hoffa?
The barbecue is amazing.
Kendall, would you rather live in a world where Sarah Palin was irreversibly Supreme Emperor of Earth?
I don't want to live in that kind of world ever.
Or would you rather put Earth out of its misery altogether and blow that planet up?
Blow it up, Cliff.
Blow it up.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Cliff, I can't allow that kind of a world to take place. If I have the trigger button, I'll take it out.
It's why they shoot horses. They shoot horses, don't they, when they're out,
it's
when they're in
time
pain.
For it to be taken out anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Blow this bitch up. I'm kidding. It's all in your thoughts, everybody. It's all in your thoughts. I'm a talk show host like I always dream.
Like you always dream.
Yes, Kendall, I have one more. Would you rather be eaten by 3 bears, or would you rather be eaten by the wolf in grandmother's clothing?
Well, I'm still going to be eaten either way.
You're still going to be eaten.
At least I could contribute to the good 3 bear story, because they could say, oh, this one's too fat. And the other one says, oh, this one's too fat. And then the other one says, this one's too fat.
See, I think what would happen, though, is the 3 bears would come home and they would say, finally, someone we can all share. There's enough to go around. We'll have to put part of him in the freezer out back. We'll be eating on this guy for months,
Several hibernations.
If you or I had wandered in lieu of Goldilocks, Baldilocks 1 or Baldilocks 2 walks in, yeah.
Well, Cliff, that's just plain stupid.
It is stupid, Kendall. It's stupid how my hair follicles keep leaving me.
It's time for Kendall's stupid question.
I got some right here for you, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, I only know them if the answer is...
Pick a card, any card, Cliff.
Any card, I pick this one.
Cliff, if you could trade houses with someone, who would you choose?
If I could trade houses, does it have to be a real person or can it be a fictional person?
You decide. It's your would you rather.
I decide. I would trade houses with... Now, do I have to live there or could I like sell
just
their house?
Choose a house.
And then buy a reasonable house and live off
choose
the profit.
Choose a house.
I would love to live in... Whose house, everybody? I would love to live in. I once heard it described on the radio. I heard them say something about Cher's house, and they said, oh, what is Cher? She's up in her gothic vampire lair doing whatever, because she once used to have a line of home products that were very gothic inspired. And so they said her gothic vampire lair. And so ever since then, I have been intoxicated by the thought of Cher's gothic vampire lair. And so I would like to live in whatever that might look like.
All right, well, I had four of them, but I only have time for one more.
Oh, Kendall, you bust those out. Mr. Snobbottom will. He will not let us. He won't let us cut these things the writers wrote. It's in the union contract.
Which fictional character do you wish you could meet?
Meet? Fictional character I would love to meet... Roseanne Connor.
Oh, okay.
She's so funny. I would love
it. As opposed to Roseanne Barr. Pick another one.
Roseanne Barr, not a fictional character, everybody.
No, I know.
Here's another
one. I'm just...
Never.
If you could name the street you live on, what would you call it?
Bullshit Lane? I have often walked down this street before, though the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high.
You know, everything doesn't need a serenade.
Now that I'm on the street called visitcliffandkendall.com lane.
All right, Cliff, there's only one card left, so...
Take a left on visitcliffandkendall.com lane. You have arrived at your destination.
Cliff, what have you learned this week?
What have you learned? I would say...
How fat I am?
I would say...
You knew that.
That you could... No, I would say that I've learned that you can make... a difference every day. You can make a difference every day in your own life. It's all about doing right now. Do the best that you can do in this moment, and it's going to prepare you to do the best in your next moment.
Beautifully said.
Beautiful. Listeners, when did I do it? When did I become her? I don't know.
Well, that's all the time for Kendall's Stupid Questions. All right, Cliff.
All right, Kendall. All right. Don't think twice. It's all right.
This has been so much fun. All these mysteries.
I'm so glad we've had this time together.
We've had so many mysteries, and we have single-handedly solved them all.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners are grateful. It's sad.
We didn't even tell you. Even tell you what happened to Amelia Earhart. We didn't even tell you what happened to Tupac and Biggie.
We ran out of time, Cliff. You spent 30 minutes on your stupid question.
Kendall.
Cliff, yeah. I want to let you know. If our listeners want to hear more of our show, cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Beautifully said, Kendall. A tree is an incomprehensible mystery. Think of all the mystery that made that tree. Everybody, what made it? How is it growing?
So many mysteries, Cliff. So many mysteries.
How is it growing?
Cliff, it's good to have mysteries. It reminds us that there's more to the world than just making do and having a bit of fun. And that was Charles DeLint.
Amen, Charles. Amen. Is that Charles the Contractor? Is that his last name?
It must be. And Cliff.
Yeah.
Two more for you.
All right.
Without mysteries, life would be very dull indeed. What would be left to strive for if everything were known? And that was all. That was also Charles DeLint.
Amen. Kendall, two more for me. I've often heard that said by ice cream servers.
And finally, Cliff.
And muffin bakers, yeah.
This was said in Back to the Future.
All right.
Better that I devote myself to the study of the other great mystery of the universe. Women.
Women. Oops. I better find some other mystery to
discover. Cliff, take us home.
Take me home, road to a place where I'm not so. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall.
And we're both.
Thanks for listening to this week's Fat Cast.
This is not a Kathy Griffin Fat Cast.
Love you.
We sure do. Of course we do.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
big ass.